Blog Talk Radio.
You better know it. I am a queen. I am the one and only. I am Miss Lady V, feeling so classy and always real sassy. Hey, welcome, 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 welcome to the Playhouse, man. You are now tuned in to 21 Questions with Lady V, where we actually get the opportunity to go inside our guest of the evening. And actually, we are on our feature of the month. So you already know this, yes, yes, there is a storm that is brewing, and it is about to go down. You already know it. So look here. Y'all already know. Get relaxed. Kick up your feet. Enjoy yourself. Sit back. Calm down. Share out the show. Let all your friends and family know that the Playhouse is where they want to be, because tonight we have the opportunity to find out about Miss Storm, Miss Gina Storm, her business and her endeavors and all the things and her brand and all the things that she has going on, because that's what we like to do. So please be very respectful to our guest of the evening. This is all about her and her only. So please understand, you know, as much as I love y'all and all that good stuff. Yes, there will be. Okay, that was weird. There will be no, what's the name, okay? So it's all about Miss Gina Storm tonight. That's what we're doing. So please make sure that you share out the show. Share. And then, of course, make sure that you tell all your friends and your family to come show your love and support. 563-999-3443. And because this is 21 questions, you will also be able to ask your questions through Facebook, Instagram, or right here in the chat room as well. So, yes, make sure that you get, please inbox it. Do not put it on our page or else I will not see it. And it needs to be on the Fast Life on the Move page, okay? Fast Life on the Move, that's what it is because that's what we're doing. We are definitely on the move, okay? So please make sure that you inbox us your questions and we will make sure that our guest, our feature of the month, she's going to be able to get to those and answer those for you and all that good stuff, okay? So, hey, it is 21 questions with yours truly, Miss Lady V. And, hey, it's time to get into this good old show. So I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. Let's do what we do. Man, 563-999-3443. Hey, when we come back, we will jump on in and welcome our guest of the evening. 563-999-3443. Call on in and come get the 21 questions with Lady V and Miss Gina Storm.
Time will bring the veil and the body cry. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. The feeling within you, then you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free. Yeah.
Building the night, man, I get the opportunity to sit down and actually go deep, deep, deep up in it, you know what I'm saying, and see a new and a different light of Miss Gina Storm. And for those who don't know her, man, you are about man, all I can say is you are about to be in for a treat, okay? So you definitely don't want to miss this show. So, man, all I can say is get settled in. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get on in where you fit in, because it's about to go down right here in the Playhouse. So, man, y'all share out the show again. And, of course, you can always put your questions. Let me get in the chat. I'm sorry. You put your questions, of course, in Facebook, Instagram, inbox it to me, okay, on Facebook or Instagram. I see some of y'all already are doing that, so thank y'all very much. I love you guys for that. You are so awesome. You can also put it right here in the chat on Blog Talk Radio, because I am in the chat room as well. So please feel free to drop your questions in there as well, or just chat it up and, you know, comment on what you may hear in the Playhouse, okay? So, hey, make sure that you get called in. You can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. Man, I know you guys are ready for this queen, because this is what we do. We actually welcome our guests, you know, and this is actually our feature. So not only do you get to spend today with her, but you will also get to spend the next 2 days with her as well, man. When I tell you she is really supposed to let you get all up in her business for the next 3 days, ew, hey, that's what that is, man. She is coming to brace you with her fire as poetry and doing only, and her life story as well, and doing what only she can do. So let me, you know, because I know y'all don't want to listen to me ramble. So let me introduce to you our guest of the evening, okay? Miss Gina Storm was born Regina Brooks in the Chicago suburb of Joliet, Illinois, 2 days before Christmas of 69. That's when her parents moved from the Chicago housing projects to become hardworking teenage owners. As their oldest child and only daughter, Gina set the tone for her younger brothers, as well as a well-behaved, studious, avid reader. She was tested in elementary school as exceptional and entered the gifted program through her education. Countries and 4 states, but mostly in Joliet, Illinois. Married and divorced twice, Gina is currently engaged to fellow poet and collaborative partner King's Cadence. Gina is the proud mother of her daughter Stephanie, and her grandchildren are affectionately referred to as the Famous Three. Gina is a spiritual Christian person who thanked the Creator daily for her poetic ability in her spare time. She enjoys traveling, cooking, baking, wine, drinking, coffee daily, movies, family, and animals. 40 years ago, Gina began writing to win a contest, and poetry took over her middle school. The spoken word freestyle was born almost 8 years ago as a coping mechanism due to an unimaginable betrayal dubbed the fire she survived that would have killed many. But however, Gina is grateful for poetry as it has been therapy for her, and every opportunity is provided from meeting celebrities to inspiring others with her words. So without further ado, put your hands together and give a warm, fast life welcome to my girl, my queen, my sister, Miss Gina Storm. Hey, my love, how are you doing today?
Happy and blessed. I feel highly flavored, and I can't believe the fact that I had an opportunity to be a feature of the month. Like, I've been a feature on a show before, but this makes it like, if March is mine, I feel like I'm running the world. So thank you. A three-peat who does it.
You are running the world, baby. Right. You are running the world. And for those who don't know, you know what I'm saying? I have to say, man, when the queens come through, they come through and they just break open the doors, and ain't no stopping them about the way that they do this. Because for people who, you know, for all the regular listeners, y'all already know y'all like three piece. Well, when do we? Yes. And that's how the queens come through, man. This is the first feature of the month for Fast Life on the Move, where we actually gave one person a three-piece session, and Miss Gina Storm, our queen, is breaking it wide open with what? Love and poetry with my girl. So, yes, she is the first queen to be able to do it. So, man, hey, keep setting them trends, mama.
Thank you, Queen. It's so wonderful to be encouraged by women. I grew up in a male-dominated household where my mom and I were the only women. It was my father. And when I told people that I grew up with 18 boys, they were like, what do you mean? You have 18 brothers? My parents had three children, myself, my two brothers. And my two brothers would bring home boys who either were being used in their homes and neglected, or were living in group homes or had no mentors. They were missing meals, or there was some love lacking. And my parents provided that for them in a safe, loving environment in which they were nurtured and thrived. So we don't deem affectionately the Dammit brothers, because people would be like, how many brothers you have? And I would be like, whatever the number was at the time, ranging from 2 to 18. They would say, Dammit. So my brothers became the Dammit brothers.
Yes. Man, I so respect that, man. So I have to say thank you, my queen, for joining me tonight and just coming in and sharing your story and allowing us to even go inside your world, okay? Because, man, I've got the opportunity to, since this journey of queendomhood, I can call it, you know, I've gotten the opportunity to kind of get to know you on a little different and a better and a deeper level. And so, man, I have to say your story and your personality and just who you are is just so freaking amazing. And I am just so honored to be able to share that with the Fast Life on the Move listeners and the world, to because people need to hear your story. You know, and to be able to do this three-piece with you is so phenomenal. So I have to say, please just introduce yourself and let the people know who you are, what you do, and how you do what Gina Storm do.
Okay. So I think the best way for me to do that is a freestyle. I need you to understand something, that I write poetry and I am a poet. But on microphones, I freestyle because I have what they call brain fog, and it's an impairment to my cognitive skills that make it an impossibility for me to read what I see. So as I read something, I'll be making edits along the way. I can't help it. I can't turn it off. I can't block it. So I freestyle, and I give it to you as it comes to me. Occasionally, I write a piece, and when I try to read what I wrote previously, I will weave a freestyle around the pre-written piece, in which I call it a cue style. So this is how you can get a better feel for who I am as a person. I'm going to title this one, Mic Me. I tell people this.
Mic is your icon.
Thank you, Queen. I tell people this often. I have a microphone and a passport, and I'm out here trying to get this work. I mean, I'm out here trying to get this paper. I'm chasing this bag. I don't know what you've been doing previously, but probably most of that was bad. You were probably punching the clock and job saying nothing to work. I was self-employed for 23 years of my adult life, and most of that was berserk, but I loved it because the children gave life to me. And when I learned something about myself while doing that job, I had a purpose and a divinity, and I didn't even know the blessing that was going to be given to me. But as a result of me running a daycare from home for children with special needs, I learned several things. American Sign Language, to communicate with children who are nonverbal. It came in handy when later on I would be diagnosed with myasthenia gravis and lose the ability to articulate. I'm talking about blinking once for yes and twice for no. If you can imagine that, I had no flow. I was also wheelchair bound, and my wheels are my only go. And the only place that I've been trying to get all my life is to the top. So I felt like I had been slowed down, and I had been. I was delayed, but I was not denied. And this is why I only need one mic in my life. And when I am a spoken word artist, it's a way of life. Being on stage to me is liberty, and the microphone is what frees me. I'm a freestyler because my lupus fog makes me cloudy, and the audience still gets me. They have a vibe and feel my energy. Sometimes I light a candle or an incense to set the tone. I want it to be aromatherapy. I want you to inhale, exhale, and feel like you've experienced me. I want you to hear me loudly. Even though I have a soft-spoken voice, I want you to share my emotions. Sometimes it's not my choice. I want to give you memories of the pieces so that you can learn me and all of my transparency. I want to stand on stage, naked and unafraid, under a spotlight, not wearing a hat or shade. I want you to see my imperfections, my two-tone brown skin, because I'm both a light-skinned and dark-skinned Michael Jackson. Sometimes I would make fun of myself because I would deflect, and I didn't want people to hone in on things about me that I had regrets, but I had to understand and appreciate one thing. I love me and the skin in which I reside. And this is why I'm alive, because I need to inspire people so that they do not feel like what they've been diagnosed with is an incarceration. Free yourself. And through therapy, which is what I do when I use poetry, even when I'm on a radio, when you can't see me, I want you to feel and experience the cleansing. I want to be the sage that burns in the air and gets all the bad juju out of your atmosphere. I want you to know that's very necessary. Because as I've grown visibly and intensely and naturally, it's helped me to give and to share with a storm player, putting a little seasoning on it like Bayou when I'm cooking something that's seafood, because that's something I love to do. I want to feed you with my words and my poetry the same way I would if you sat down to a stew or roux or a soup made by me. I will bake you bread from scratch and understand it. It's just like an itch. I have to feed it. Sometimes I twitch when I don't have a microphone in my life. I'm thinking, mic me every single day and night. That's why they call me the poetry Uber. I'm taking other poets to a mic because I know sometimes you need it too, sir. Ma'am, thank you for loving these words the way that I do. I live for it. I let the listeners cry and pray. Microphones help me every single day. I open up and I give freely of myself because kindness is free, so I give generously. I'm constantly thankful for all who read my poetry and those who feel that they're pumped up and inspired when they hear me. Just understand, they don't call me the Lady KRS-One for nothing. I do this intensely. I love the rhymes all the time, and the words just flow from me, and if they ever stop, then I will stop trying. I don't feel like it's a job because I'm not working. I'm doing this because I go berserking. When I pick up my microphone or I'm on the phone and I share my pen with all of you who are listening and those who read, when you come through my page, I like to blaze, not just the stage, but I need you to know I'm a microphone fiend and a freestyling phenom. This is why I do this thing, not because I think I'm amazing or I have a big head. No, it's not ego stroking. No, I need you to understand with no joking. This is my purpose, and I'm living it divinely. I thank God every day for the life that he's given me and the words that inspire me. And those who are listening, who will hear me and never forget what they heard on the night that they were experiencing Gina Storm and a three-peat with Lady D in the Playhouse in peace.
And then y'all want to know why they call her the champion. Bam, bam, uppercut, and boo-wah. Hello, world. Somebody better get on Gina Storm's level. That's all we just said. Somebody better get on her level. Baby, you just did that. That's why she is the champion of poetry. Doing her thing. Miss Gina Storm, oh my God, baby, you just said so many things.
I'm sorry. I have no idea. It's just a thing that happens.
Man, you just shared so many things through that piece that the questions were coming in so fast. I mean, so fast. I started to lose it, so I just was like, well, I'll just wait. And so they still coming in. And I definitely appreciate all of y'all to do that, man. Man, like, y'all is crazy and retarded. So I'm just going to ask you personally why they still putting in all their questions, because but every time I try to get to one, here come two, three more. So, yeah, I'll just wait for a second and let them do their thing, man. They so excited. I don't know. Hey, I've never seen them this excited about a feature. But right on, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go, world. Hello, world. Y'all is really in the playhouse tonight. What, because all of y'all quarantined? Well, come and get quarantined with Miss Gina Storm, because, baby, she is breaking it out and giving it to y'all just how you need it, okay, tonight. That's for sure. So, Miss Gina Storm, please tell us, even though you've already told us in this whole this piece that you just came in, uppercutted us with, just tell us what inspired you to be you. What inspired you to decide, you know what, I'm going into poetry, I'm just going to freestyle, I'm just going to rip the mic, and this is what I'm going to do.
Okay. I'm going to say this because I love my niece, T. LaShelle. I've been bringing her to poetry shows for a while now. She's a poetess in her own right, but she's one of those people who's reluctant to it. She can fight it all if she wants to, but I'm dragging her along, kicking and screaming for the ride. And even when she doesn't share a piece, she listens because she's, and that love is over 3 decades old. As a result, she has been the wing beneath my wings on days when I didn't feel like I could fly. And I was just perched on a branch and didn't know why I couldn't do it. It was because my well had been drained, and she would replenish me and make the possibility for me to soar again. A necessity, and not just that, but she championed me to do anything that I wanted to do because I felt like I had a disability that was hindering my voice, and I couldn't memorize pieces like the other poets was doing, and I couldn't do what they did on the mic. So I was like, I don't know if this is a genre of spoken word, but all I got is freestyle, so I'm just going to run with it. So I used an adversity to my advantage, and that's how I became Gina Storm. I was told that the genre of spoken word that I wanted to be proficient in was non-existent, so I created it. Believe that you should allow other people to limit you in what you do, but they can inspire you to push yourself forward. So when I was told, you know what, spoken word, freestyle isn't a genre, so I'm going to need you to at least memorize one piece, and I'm like, I'm trying with every fiber of my being, but I don't have the capability of doing it, and I'm not saying that I'm slow and I can't learn. It's just the way that my brain is set up. And so because I had been knocked, I opened a window. That wasn't my door. I have wings, so thank you for telling me that I couldn't, because now that I can, I would like other people to believe that they can as well.
Man, you are such an inspiration to me, and I know so many other people out there that's doing their thing. Like, I have to say that your words and the way that you spit and the way that you do, and the fact that I have to go back to what you said for just a second, because you said something that was real powerful, was that I had to open a window for me. I had to create my way. I couldn't do it like other people were doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't because I was slow or because I was dumb or because I didn't have the capability of doing it. I just couldn't get it, and I had to do it my way. And that's a beautiful thing, because when you have that drive in that way, you found a way to still be able to express yourself, share your poetry, share your love, and share your wordplay with the world, and say, hey, this is who I am, and I'm transparent. But I'm letting you know that it's okay for you to be transparent as well.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what I love about your poetry, because it's always about inspiring someone else to do greater things. And I have to say, for me, that right there makes a champion.
Oh, thank you.
You know, to be able to do that, that makes a champion and a real queen and a real boss. And so I have to say, queen, definitely keep doing your thing. You know, I got to ask you this question and come through. So somebody through the gram actually said, I heard her say she is a Uber. Poetry, what in the holy hell is that as Lady V,
okay,
in my Lady V voice?
Right, absolutely. I don't like to paraphrase, so I know my niece Tita Shell can help me out with this, but I know that Mojave, we were over at Epiphany a couple of nights ago at the War Council or another show, I can't remember, but I am a poetess who loves poetry, so I hit mic sometimes between 3 and 5 nightly online, and they call me I'm Uber poets everywhere. Not to paraphrase, that was the quote, and I have been literally going from mic to mic every night. And when it was brought to my attention that, you know how everybody has in their family, there's this one auntie that everybody jives with, like she gives the best presents during the holidays and she bakes the most yummy cookies and she's always having sleepovers at her house. You know what I'm talking about? Like, she's so cool that everybody loves her. Okay, well, then that would be me. And so as a result, real talk, in the whole universe, there's nobody who doesn't rock with me. So when I'm out here trying to be universal and I realize that there's a mic at several different networks in one night, I literally try to, and I don't want to be disingenuous, I want to say thank you for the opportunity. I want to blaze their mic. I want to thank them for the opportunity. Again, once I've had my opportunity and if they ask me to share where I can be found next, I will mention that, even if it's not their network, simply because I need the poets to know where I can be found, because I love this. Like, with every fiber of my being. Even if I don't get to spit a piece, I want to bring you with me. I mean, I have the capacity to be in a conference call with multiple people, and so I will ride y'all. Like, if you tell me where you're at, or I tell you where I've called into, and you say, well, my phone carrier won't allow that call, no worries, hold please. And then we will merge, because I am bringing you. I am a poetry Uber for that reason.
And that you definitely are, baby. Let me tell y'all something. For the weekend, I cannot tell y'all how much fun that, oh my gosh, when I tell you a quarantine, see, people always say, oh, you can't have fun doing this and doing that and doing this and the third and the other. But let me tell you something. When your girl is riding out with you and she pulled up, beep, beep, come on, let's ride. And we rode.
In the group chat, I said, who got the keys to the Jeep? Me.
Man.
And I picked everybody up. And we rode.
And we rode out. And
we
hit so many. I mean, just over the whole entire weekend, like, we just went and just start kicking people's doors down. Like, hey. The Queens is in the building. Y'all didn't know how we here.
People got tired.
You know.
People were falling off. People were like, Gina Storm, I got to go. I can't. I don't know how you do this. They were like, I'm sleepy. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. It was a few of us, baby. We was trying to be big. We was trying to big girl stunt. Well, we ain't going to tell y'all how that happened, how that worked out for you. But, hey. All I can say is, what a fabulous weekend.
We picked up as many clothes, and look at, we ride to the wheels fall off, y'all. We get
to the wheel and went and got a new set. I said, who,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was to the windows, to the wall.
Man,
we called Triple A the
Rollers. Yes. It was mad crazy, but I had the most fun with my girls, and you could not have told me that we were not in the same city, in the same state, in the same vehicle for real, like riding out. You could not have said that this was not real because, oh my gosh, like, yeah, we did that. Like, baby, she rolled out. She was, hey, come on. And we was all like, what? We was all, I mean, she didn't give us no warning. She was like, hey, we out of here. We just to do this. Let's go kick in the doors. And we just did. And showed up and showed out. And we had a blast doing it.
Absolutely.
You know.
I needed them to understand that when they came along for the ride, it was the first time I had passengers. I had been doing this on the solo for so long that I didn't know what else to do. And when I got to the point where, you know what I'm saying, we can do like karaoke in the car, y'all, let's go. I'm like, for the first time ever, it's not just Thelma and Louise, because every now and then, you know, like it would be me and my niece, and we would call it the fam bam. But when the Queens rolled out with us, it was empowering. It's one of those things that gives you life, especially for a woman who didn't grow up with a biological sister. Every woman that I call sister, I adopted them, and they claim me the same. And we are sisters because we love each other that way. And I salute my sisters, and I champion them, and I honor them. And being a queen or a boss doesn't mean anything unless you have a sister to share it with. So without my sisters, I'm nothing.
Man.
I love them.
Man, and man, I couldn't have said that any better right there.
You know this is what I do, right?
Yes, honey. Like, man, it's almost like we found a whole new universe, you know, and it's us and we in this thing, and they can't stop us or they can't tell us nothing, and it's a bunch of bosses and the communication, and it's fabulous and it's great. You
Indeed.
Know, and some of y'all need to try it.
Absolutely.
See,
if you don't have any more pictures, get you some. If you're one of those chicks that does not play well with others, because I should have that on the T-shirt, because I don't. But if you had told me a month ago that I would love these ladies with every fiber of my being, I would have probably laughed and peed a little, because it just didn't seem possible. Like, I'm like, well, no, for real. Women are not checking for me. I'm not checking for them, and I'm good. And then I realized that there were sisters out here looking for sisters just like I was. And let's just love on each other and do what we were destined to do. And the best way to be a queen is to have other queens who can spit in your crown for you. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, my sister.
Yes. Thank you, my queen. Like, man, I'm so honored to be able to do this three-piece with you as well and have you in the building and sharing your story and your light. Man, I'm so grateful. So I'm going to ask you another question, and then I'm going to have you do another piece and give the people.
I'm not ready. Let's go, my queen.
Already. So, this is so sweet. I'm going to ask this one, then I'll ask another one. They have so many good ones, I don't even know which one to ask. Like, it is literally almost 150 questions sitting right here, right now. Like, I don't know which question. And this, y'all, it's 21 questions. 21, okay? But
wow.
I love y'all. Y'all are awesome. Yes, like, it's literally, like, things start flying in. Man, so I have to ask you this one because this one was so cute. So it says, man, I love the fact that y'all are talking about starting up a queen. I think they say, trying to say Queen of Nation. Okay, that's how we're going to say it anyway. But my question to you is, have you ever thought about doing a girls' trip since y'all are riding out every day like queens do?
This is easy to answer. Real talk. Because we're queens, we're already bosses, and we have something already in play. So we'll be in Vegas. Is that the second weekend of September? Tilla Shell Keeps Fun
Calendar.
Yes. Judy B probably knows
it
for a certainty. I know Tilla Blaylock knows, right, absolutely. So I think it's from the 10th to the 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be in Sin City doing what we do all together. My goal is to make sure that everyone has a tiara.
We're pure.
We're queens.
Y'all.
We're going
pure.
To be wearing crowns. So just in case you're confused about who we are, we will be the queens wearing crowns.
That part. Please don't get it misconstrued, okay? We will be with our crowns on, okay? Yes, we will. Believe that.
We're about to scandalize Sin City. And I think that they have a statement that they have been using previously that when something like whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, guess what? Whatever
mm-hmm.
happens in Vegas can be used in a Gina Storm freestyle. So please know. Under
that
the bus,
part right
we
there.
All go. Yes.
Okay,
we about to get it.
Right
yes, that's our girl trip.
Oh, we don't have I'm
if we don't do one between now and
then.
Right. We're all locked and loaded for September, but if we don't get one in between now and then, to answer your question, girls trip, Vegas, be ready. Ew.
Already. Yes, yes, yes. So, man, if y'all do not know, man, I have to. Oh. So, somebody said. Yeah, so somebody said. What are y'all planning on doing while y'all are in Vegas? You know what? Because they want to know why we're having mm-hmm. the whole week. So I'm
all
oh,
really?
Y'all first of all, y'all know.
It's actually
y'all
a poetry
this.
Festival.
Hell, boy.
Right. They, right
yeah, there
one,
you go. That's what you're talking
get
about. Look, there you go.
Get them. Please know, from one, y'all nosy. Two, mind your business. Three, we said what happens in Vegas
right.
stays in Vegas. But since we must reiterate, we're poetess getting our
right.
poetry on. The Poetry Fest will be taking place for the first time ever in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are going to be up in there doing some things that are scandalous. So,
okay.
You might want to look for the queen. Right.
Yes.
We'll be wearing the crown.
That will be
queen.
Us. Okay.
Yes.
So please find us, look for us, and just know that we will be. Showing up and showing out, okay?
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, so we are definitely going to have fun. And we going to, man, do what we do and be queens about it. That's what we going to do. So make sure
uh-huh.
y'all come and say hello
yeah,
and meet the queens. You know what I'm saying? Meet us and say hello and say, hey, I heard about y'all, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Or I heard you on Fast Life on the Move. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? But come say hello, okay? That's what you do. That's what you do. So, Miss Gina Storm, Miss Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that you got something nice and good. I'm going to say nice and good for the people, nice and hot. So I have to ask
mm-hmm.
you, my love. Can you make this mic sing? Can you make it laugh? Can you make it cry?
Yeah.
Can you make it love? Can you do what only you do? And can you make love to this mic?
Absolutely. If I sing, then everybody's going to cry. So I will not do that. That is not my ministry.
Okay. Well, stay to your day job. Stay to your
yes.
day job, boo boo.
It's
okay.
Boundaries.
You don't want to be crying. Don't be busting out my windows and things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no insurance. There ain't no insurance over here in the playhouse, okay? We ain't got no insurance for that.
Oh, I love it.
But
oh,
the mic is yours, my love.
Yes, ma'am. So I want to always salute the queens and the sisters, and because we're getting our queendom on, we're celebrating each other, we're going on a girls' trip, we have so many things on the horizon and planned for ourselves individually and collectively. You know, it's one of those things where you feel like you're in the world by yourself, and you're not. and you think that what you're doing isn't being noticed, and then you look to your left or to your right, and there's a queen who literally is being inspired by what it is that you do or who it is that you are. And you have to know that keeping your crown straight is a necessity and not just an option. So I know that sometimes I'm overwhelmed by life and things get me down and I'm stressed out and I don't know what to do and I can't find the words for myself. And so I dig deep. And a lot of times a sound effect is usually how I articulate what's going on with me. I penned a piece for Women's History Month, which is March, a couple of years back. And the reason that I wanted to try to keep styling was because it had meant so much to me, because I had been through a lot and the sisters in my life had been as well. So you know how you just make a sigh because you just don't know what to do. You don't have the words, and sigh is all you got. Well, I titled this piece, Sigh.
The mic is yours, love. Oh, that's hot.
Thank you, Queen. Sigh. I often sigh audibly. People across the street can hear me. I would rather sigh than shout. Cussing can't be what you're known for or all about. I remember one time somebody told me in church that when you curse, you disrespect God's Holy Spirit. And I don't know if that's true, but I will be remiss if I said that I didn't give it some thought when I was using a word that I knew better than to choose, because when you have a vocabulary, using profanity is something that you chose to do. So I'm wording, at the least, I have to use the words that were given to me. So when I'm cursing, I feel like I am beneath myself and I should elevate immediately. I try not to ever use profanity, if you can understand it. Believe, even though I have a grasp of how it needs to be used every day in this context, just in case you're confused, I am proficient in throat punching, and I know that that's frowned upon also, so I try not to do that anymore, because now that I'm over 50 and I'm a Gigi, I have grandchildren who look up to me. I also have a license for conceal and carry. I have a handgun, two shotguns, and a couple of assault rifles, too. And I know it's a good thing, because in the times that we live in, you never know what we may be forced to do. It's going to become the Wild Wild West, I think, eventually. Because if they're hoarding things like water and toilet paper, I don't want to know what's next. But many a day, I have to take a deep breath. And I sigh every once in a while, because when I'm angered, I'm unpredictable. I become crazed and lethal. I swear there's no equal. So I grab hold of myself and center me and my energy, my chi. And I again begin breathing. Now slowly, deeply. Then finally, the angry noises and voices and madness are subsiding. Small children needn't be hiding. And I still have my integrity, because I wasn't using blasphemy and using the word's name in vain or cursing like I had gone insane. I become a calmer storm, the one that y'all used to see. It makes me a super being. I can see the finish line. I know the victory will again be mine. So I'm glowing. Allow myself to shine. Thankfully, no longer feeling like I'm dying or internally crying. Because pain in my life often wins, and damn it, I'm trying. Because most days, I'll be honest with you, I don't care about pain. I'm a warrior. Roll up my sleeves and do what I gotta do. Because I'm way past dying. Queen, straighten your crowns and know if I can, you can too. Let's go. I'm standing behind you, pushing you along, and I got you. I'm Gina Storm, and we're queens doing the damn thing in peace.
Man, lady. Baby, all I want to do right now is just sigh. It's just take a deep breath and just let it all go and let it all out, man. Like, your peace in your poetry and your wordplay is so phenomenal.